Glad you joined me on my site this week. It's been quite a week, and a lot of you might have noticed that I did not have a lot of current information up last week. That's just because of what happened here with Gustav, the storm coming through us in Louisiana. My internet service was down, electricity was out. We had quite a time down here, and I know a lot of you have been monitoring our activities from around the country. I appreciate all your emails, and I appreciate your telephone calls. We made it through the storm well here in Baton Rouge, although as I speak right here on this early part of the week, about half the city of Baton Rouge is still without power, and other surrounding areas are a lot worse off than that. In the rural areas, as much as 80% of the parish just doesn't have power at all. This wind is a huge problem for us as we sit here waiting on the fate of what may happen with Hurricane Ike. That hurricane is in the Gulf. I have a continuing monitor of track of that storm on my website. We'll keep it up as long as the storm season continues. But, the problem with Katrina that we had down here was water. Wind didn't do that much damage. It always does some damage, a lot of trees down and roofs blown off. But it was the water, the levees collapsing, that caused the over 1,000 deaths, that caused the massive property damage where mold got into buildings. And we're talking about, something like $60 to $70 billion in losses down here in this deep part of the country alone. Well, what's happened we've seen this time around is that you can deal with the water with the levees, but what do you do about the wind? And this wind can be catastrophic. This can just shut us down, as we're seeing the economic implications of businesses that cannot get back up for weeks because they don't have any power. The fact that hospitals can't run, you're endangering the lives of a number of people. Then the huge evacuation cost because of the danger of the wind, even though you think you can weather the storm itself. The wind plays havoc with our power down here, and we need to explore some other alternatives. One, of course, is to bury the power lines. Now it comes down to expense. It costs a lot of money. And it comes down to the same argument about what is the value of putting national dollars from around the country here in Louisiana. Of course, we've been arguing for years that we are the source of so many things to the rest of the country. When you consider that Louisiana is the largest producer of oil and gas in the country, and that with this storm, some 95% of all the production in the Gulf has been shut down. When you look at the other natural resources we produce, the largest producer of sulfur, largest producer of chemicals, largest producer of seafood, all that comes out of Louisiana, is there a justification to keep a healthy economy down here by putting more federal dollars in for the infrastructure? We've talked about the levee protection. Now the question comes up about the wind and what we can do to bury our cable and protect these transmission lines, or go ahead and find other ways to transfer electricity and the power we need to run this state. So it's a huge, huge problem, major challenge for Bobby Jindal, our governor. You got to give the governor his due. He's done a first-rate job of micromanaging this whole evacuation process with Gustav, following the storm, bringing the federal government in to do so darn much. And he's really done a good job. I've been on the radio continually, averaging 5 hours a day, sometimes 6 hours a day at various shifts, either early evening, did several shifts from midnight to 6 a.m. So you can keep track on my website as to when I'm on the radio. If Hurricane Ike is as serious as we think it is right now, I'll probably be back on a lot more. I'm glad you took the time to listen to us, and I appreciate your help and support for those of you around the rest of the country and around the world that are checking in. And we'll be back online each week on the radio and right here on the website. Glad you took the time to join us today. Take care.